Regulation is over. It's overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Overtime. Chris Kane in for Matt Jones. Trey Schaap, glad you could be with us. We go to the Arkansas Mailing Services hotline. Arkansas Mailing Services offers printing, targeted mailing lists, direct mail advertising, postage discounts, and digital postage meters. Give them a call at 375-4816 or armailing.com. We are joined now by the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing good. Well, first off, I guess let's talk about Charlie Partridge. Came down with you and has accepted a head coaching job at Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, it's always one of those sad but happy days. Charlie's been with me a long time, won every championship with me. Guy is a tremendous football coach and just a tremendous person. But I knew he would be having interest. You know, we've been kind of talking the last couple of years. He's been my associate head coach. There's some opportunities that have come up, and he was kind of waiting for the right one, and this one being from his neck of the woods. Them looking to replace and find a man of high quality and character, it's an ideal fit.
Earlier this year when they got rid of their coach, did you have a thought that they might come after Charlie?
It did. First thing in my mind, actually. He's got a pretty outstanding reputation down in that neck of the woods, especially in recruiting and with the high school coaches and the people in that community. And it was a pretty easy fit, I think, for them to figure it out. And I knew when he interviewed, Charlie's a man of high character, and they easily saw that, and then all the pieces in the puzzle came together for it to work out.
Coach, you look at what he is going to be getting as a head coach now. You came to Arkansas to get more money for your assistants. What, could he not find $2.7 million laying around for Coach Partridge?
Well, I think the big thing was, you know, one of the sticking points towards the end was actually getting more money for the assistants. I know he bumped that pool up in the last couple of days just because he knows how important that is. And, you know, it's a program that I think potentially with the right person at the helm could be a big momentum thing in a short amount of time. You know, there's a lot of great players immediately around that campus, and Charlie's connections can get him in a great situation in a big hurry.
Coach, obviously you have to now try and find a replacement for him. Where do you start?
Well, you know, I actually have a list of three deep at every position on my staff. It's something I really believe in. I think proactive thinking is a lot better than reactive. You know, just to be on top of things, I have a list that I go to. The three guys that I'm looking at the top of my list, two of them are involved in bowl games until after the first of the year, so I kind of have to wait until that season gets done. We posted the job today. There's some university things that I got to stay in line with, but I guarantee this. You know, I mean, Charlie was a great coach. I hired him. I'm going to use the same principles, same tactics, same philosophy and idea to replace him, and our kids are going to get another great D-line coach in here.
Coach, I know you've been recruiting very actively and talking with a lot of the prospects out there. I know when you're out on the road, you probably get to eat a lot of different foods whenever you're traveling all around the country. Any of your favorite spots you can think of off the top of your head?
You know, it's kind of funny because every time you go into a home, you know, especially with mom's doing some cooking, you know you're going to eat it. Whether you're going to like it or not, you don't know. I do remember early in my career, I had a little stop in southern Florida where we had some possum stew. Didn't really sound all that good.
Possum?
Possum. I can tell you it wasn't exactly as good as I even thought. but we ate it. You know, if mom puts it in front of you, you know you're going to eat it. That's the easiest way to get thrown out of the house. It's kind of funny because even in today's world, you know, you never know quite what to expect. You're right. You get a lot of variety.
Coach, what did you learn about your first year in the SEC?
Well, I do know this. From the first game to the last game in the conference, you know, there's great players throughout. Obviously, there's a few teams that have been very, very dominant. But, you know, we're not that far off. I mean, obviously, a couple of scores got a little lopsided when we were a little bit beat up and didn't know how to handle adversity well. But I think I look at the championship game and you see two teams that together won one SEC game a year ago. You realize how quickly things can turn if you get the players that you need around you. I think about that Auburn game right out here in our stadium and realize how close we were. We were right back in and gave up a 60-yard pass play, and that broke the game open for them. But to our kids, for them to know how close they are, I think that really gives them a great amount of hope.
Coach, all the postseason awards now are coming out. Seems like every publication on the planet has some type of list, but it seems like also a lot of your freshmen are ending up on that list. How proud are you to see some of your young guys step up like that, and how promising their future is up there with you?
Well, it is a bright spot, but on the same account, you know, we got to keep moving in the right direction. We're not going to rest on just being good freshmen. We want them to be great sophomores, even better juniors, you know, to be special players as seniors. So we got to put together a recruiting class. That's our main effort right now. We've been blazing the last 2 weeks trying to get everywhere we can, you know, getting good news by the minute. Just got some great news about a half hour ago, which is a nice deal for us. Junior college signing date's on Wednesday. We're not going to sign near as many as we did a year ago. I kind of have a philosophy that, you know, if we do sign a junior college transfer, we do want him to be a kid that was a high school qualifier. I just don't want to deal with any issues of eligibility or academics down the line. So we've really changed some approaches there. But it's hopefully a class that we're putting together that's going to be as productive as last year's was, even better.
Coach, when you look at going forward and the fact that you've had a full year now here to recruit as opposed to last year when you came in and basically had 2 months, talk about the philosophy that you've tried to take into the field recruiting-wise, not just yourself, but with your assistants as well.
Well, I think a year ago it was a lot off of not only, you know, just the players that I was aware of, but as I hired new coaches, they brought in certain players that they were on or they had recruited and they had been familiar with. And this year it's just a totally different process. Obviously, we knew about these guys for a year or longer if we brought them from different areas. It's allowed us to put together a game plan. This past weekend was our biggest weekend of recruiting where we had you know, a number of kids on campus, 17 kids total. Several of them were committed to us for a long time, so it allowed us to plan things just a lot better. Everything is just that much more in place. You know the buttons you got to push, the things that you need to do, the strategies you got to use. I really was hoping to be over 15 by Christmas. With the announcements that we got here in the last couple hours, we're up about 17, 18 commitments, and then we'll get to about 25 by signing day. So we're at a great number now to really compete at a national level with some kids that were nip and tuck with some of the best teams in the country. And hopefully our true colors will shine through and kids will see why they want to be a part of our program here in the next month.
Obviously, you dealt with weather issues in Wisconsin during the recruiting months, but how did last week kind of impact the recruiting?
I got to admit, it was a little deja vu. We left Wisconsin to get rid of some of that stuff and wake up last Friday morning. We knew that there was going to be some adverse weather, but it definitely hampered more 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to have, I believe, a total of 9. We only got 3 on campus due to the weather. Many of them rescheduled for this week. But with the new recruiting calendar, it really limits the number of recruiting opportunities and weekends we had. So unfortunately, lost out on some opportunities to get some kids on campus, you know, and that was something you really weren't counting on here at Arkansas. You didn't think weather would affect your recruiting calendar. But it is what it is, and we got to make our adjustments. And the good news is I think the overwhelming response from our student-athletes, from their parents, from their coaches, has just been so positive, especially once they get on campus. You guys know what it's like. I mean, you get on campus and they feel the passion from the Hog fans and the student-athletes that we have them around and just the students in general that they meet while they're here. It's just such a positive and everything going in the right direction.
Brett Bielema, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joining us here on Overtime. Chris Kane, Trey Schaap. Coach, you seem like a guy that is always looking forward to me, but I want you to look back. Let's go back to September. And is there one game or one situation this year that you would like to maybe do a little differently, maybe change some things?
One game, one situation. You know, I think that the part that as coaches we felt good about is we liked the game plans going in. Obviously, at the end, you're always going to make some adjustments and corrections, but there isn't anything that I, you know, sit back and regret as far as a decision or a major decision. You know, you're going to take a few plays here and there you always wish you could redo. But I'm glad of the timing that, you know, for instance, a little thing that means a lot that a lot of people lose sight of. It's just a simple thing like this. Denver Kirkland and Dan Skipper are two very good players for us. They're true freshmen. We waited till the fifth game to start them against A&M. We felt if we put them in game one, they probably would have went through some setbacks before they could move forward, and you end up having a scarred player. We just really felt let's get them through these first four games, get their feet wet, let them experience some success, and then throw them into that opener and see where it goes. And it couldn't have worked out any better. Two freshmen, all SEC players, guys are getting All-American recognition. Hunter Henry, same deal. We kind of threw him in at the beginning of the first couple games, but we didn't really max him out until later in the year, and his growth was easily seen. Brooks Ellis, linebacker who's playing as good as any freshman linebacker I've had now. He didn't start till I believe it was game 8 or 9, and I'm glad we waited with him. If he started earlier than that, I think he would have went through some bumps in the road that could have set him back a while. So I like where our guys are. I like what our staff has done, and hopefully we're going to keep getting better.
How do you build off of the improvement that your team made from that A&M game to the LSU game? Because next year you start on the road in the SEC at what could be the defending national champions.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I think that's about as good a situation as you could walk into. Obviously, a team that we hit stride for stride here with on our home turf, now to go over and play them. They've had success. I think you couldn't ask for anything better. And the challenge of that, I think our players, though, the one thing I gave them a 4-point challenge the other day when they went home. I said, first, go home and, take some time to reflect. But I want you to, while you're home, be able to understand what you want when you come back. If you just want to play football, then just tell me now and I'll move you on. If you want to come here and be part of a championship and build that on a daily basis, then come back ready to work. And if you survive it, you're going to get to go places high up in rewards, And I think our kids understand that. We don't want to just play the games. We don't want to stay close. We want to win games. And I think that's going to be a great telling point next fall.
Brett, we hope you have a great second Merry Christmas here in Arkansas.
Appreciate it very much, gentlemen. Appreciate everything.
See you, Coach.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. That's Brett Bielema joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline.